Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and other members of the international community have condemned the terrorist attack that recently took place at Camp Huria in Iraq. Camp Huria houses members of the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, or PMOI, also known as the Mujahideen Ikalk, or MEK. The MEK is an Iranian group opposed to Iran's clerical regime. Its members were supported by the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, who established them at Camp Ashraf in Diyala Province, Iraq. Last year, approximately 3,000 residents of Camp Ashraf moved to Camp Huria in anticipation of their relocation out of Iraq. On February 9, 2013, Camp Huria came under a rocket attack that killed at least 6 people and injured dozens more. The government of Iraq condemned the attack and has begun an investigation to find the perpetrators and to bring them to justice. The government of Iraq is also committed to do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of the camp and its inhabitants. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon strongly condemned the attack. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres called it a despicable act of violence and noted that the residents of Camp Huria are asylum seekers undergoing the refugee status determination process. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland said in a statement that the United States condemns in the strongest terms the vicious and senseless terrorist attack that took place at Camp Huria. We offer condolences to the families of the victims and hope for the swift recovery of those who were injured. The U.S. is consulting with the government of Iraq and the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, UNAMI, on the circumstances surrounding the tragedy. Ms. Nuland said the U.S. is committed to assisting the government of Iraq and UNAMI in their efforts to implement the December 25, 2011 agreement, which prepared the way for the relocation of MEK members to Camp Huria as a necessary step toward their resettlement to third countries, and which committed the government of Iraq to provide for the security of Camp Huria's residents.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.